So let's talk more about adalessib. And to do this, Jennifer, can you present your case?
This is a 64-year-old woman, first presented in 2002 with CLL. She had 11q deletion at that time, progressed to therapy over about 2 years, received 4 cycles of FCR, and her disease progressed 14 months later after FCR, but she was able to be observed without being treated for some time, developed autoimmune hemolytic anemia, which responded to prednisone, then went on a clinical trial of alemtuzumab and rituximab, out of which she got about a year remission, progressed again, no response to an anti-CD19 antibody, then went on a clinical trial of fludarabine and rituximab with the BCL-2 inhibitor obaticlax, on which she had only stable disease. And 3 months later, she went on to adalimumab on the phase 1 study. She was one of the first patients on the phase 1 study. And that was 5 years ago. And she's in partial response with ongoing lymphocytosis, in fact. She does have what I would say is a non-trivial disease burden. Her white count has come down over time to about 20, but she still has some 3-ish centimeter abdominal lymph nodes. Her spleen has resolved, but she feels great and is doing great.
Can you talk about what we know about adalimumab in CLL, both in terms of efficacy and also tolerability issues with this drug?
Right. So,
incidentally, you said her lymphocytosis is still going on 5 years later.
Yes. So that's actually not so uncommon with adalimumab as a single agent. In the phase 1 study of the 50-odd CLL patients on that study, the median lymphocyte count at 12 months of the initial study was about the same as the starting lymphocyte count after having peaked 2 months in and coming down. So we had a response rate of about 72% in that study, where about half was PR with lymphocytosis and half was PR.
So
and
she has no other evidence of disease?
No, she still has some lymphadenopathy.
Lymphadenopathy.
But so that shrunk progressively and now has been stable for some time without further shrinkage.
So what do you know about the drug?
So the drug is an inhibitor of the delta isoform of PI3 kinase, which is specifically expressed in hematopoietic cells, and in knockout mice has a phenotype primarily affecting the B cell compartment. And it induces the same pattern of response we talked about with ibrutinib in terms of rapid lymph node shrinkage, elevated white count, improvement in cytopenias over time, similar to what we see with ibrutinib. And as you can see from this lady, 5 years later, still in remission, we can have very durable responses. The registration trial did not proceed as a single agent in large part because of this persistent lymphocytosis and the response criteria. So the drugs in registration has been studied in combination with rituximab in relapse refractory patients, where it had a significant progression-free and overall survival benefit compared to rituximab alone.
And you don't see the lymphocytosis when you use rituximab?
You can see a small lymphocytosis, generally gone in a couple of weeks.